Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, new customers, when you sign up, you can place a $5 bet, and when it wins, you get $200 in bonus bets instantly, only with code DNVR, and only with DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I'm Susie Hunter. Happy opening day. Nope. Home opener.
Nope. Hopening day.
Hopening day.
Hopening day. Boom. Ooh. That's called a portmanteau. Did you know that?
Yes.
Of course you did.
Because I feel like you talk about that a lot.
Portmanteaus?
Yeah.
Two words that you mash together and yes. You make a new word?
You also make a lot of them.
That's true.
You do.
I am Patmanteau. Like that way I just combine words like that.
This is way too meta.
It's opening day. We made
yes.
it.
Yes.
It's our opening day.
Our opening day. Coors the celebrations Field. Really start at Coors Field today.
It's like baseball season has really started. Mm-hmm. It's official. It's exciting. Coors is going to be jumping. McGregor Square is going to be jumping. Yeah. All of Denver. People that are just taking the day off. Hopefully you laid the groundwork for a sick day in some capacity. Yeah. No, you have to be there. Imagine you can't call out sick and then also show up. You're like, oh, I rebounded. I rallied. Like, then get up here and tweet. Not from down there. You have to be up in the press box.
I will. You know what? All jokes aside, I don't have to call out sick because I get the absolute blessing of spending all day at Coors Field during one of the most fun days of the year.
It is. It's great. We talked about it on Tuesday. Like, you could go for the same price for games 2, 3, and 4. Heck, probably even all of the St. Louis Cardinals mm-hmm. series right after that. Or you only get to go to the home opener. And just the home opener is where it's at. We'll break
Nothing
down.
Beats it.
First pitch, national anthem, all that stuff, some of the new food offerings and things that are available all around Coors Field. So you make sure that, you know, you do it right. You do it in style. Preview the national series. It's really exciting because, again, it's our opening day. They do the flyover, which is great. Charlie Blackman loves the flyover, too.
He loves the flyover.
He talks about that being like his favorite thing. I can remember him saying the last couple years because, you know, that is like a moment of silence, literally and figuratively, for ball players when they're on the first or third base line, just kind of catching their breath. And if a plane's going overhead, you know that it's an important day, or it's a day at least to reflect on just how lucky we all are to be alive, but for them to be able to be healthy and to be able to play a kid's game and make millions of dollars doing it.
I've got to say, during that moment, I would imagine that if you're standing out there and there is a flyover happening because of what you're doing, like what you are doing as an athlete is so much bigger than baseball.
It's very true.
You know,
we'll before the flyover course, we're gonna do a nice little pregame over at Ice House.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so last year it was so fun. That was my first Ice House home opener party.
Yeah,
so much fun. And also, like, a new shirt will be dropped.
That's true. That'll be the first time I guess you could get it in person. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll be over there at some point. Probably, well, I said 11 before, but that's not even right because Clubhouse is opening at 10.
Yeah. I don't know when we're going to be over there at some, but we'll be over there at some point.
12:30 to 1. I'm thinking it's now more of the window. I had like a 2-hour window and now I'm realizing, oh yeah, there's a lot that happens before the first pitch. So it'll be a tight window, but we're looking forward to seeing all of our friends and the entire DNVR community over there at Ice House. It's also our first chance to really like soak in the sun. Maybe not us so much, but if you're at a ball game too, and the weather is going to be okay, I think it's not going to be a snowpening day. I did not come up with that portmanteau.
No.
But in 2018, when it snowed and it was like 32 degrees, or was it 28? At first pitch against Atlanta, that was bad. And there was like a delay and everyone's just like, let's just kind of get this over with in a way. It lacked the same kind of pomp and circumstance, but I think we'll have much better weather today. It'll be sunny. It'll feel good.
It's supposed to be sunny.
Yeah, that's it. That's
maybe
all
not the warmest, but when you're in the sun, especially in Colorado, that sun hits us because we're so much closer to the sun, a mile up.
Very true.
That's like, that's science.
It's true. Slightly less than 5,280 feet. And for a couple rows at Coors Field, slightly above 5,280 feet. I can actually point out the rows because I'm good at knowing elevation.
And you're good at knowing your colors.
Yes. Ceremonial first pitch. We did end up finding out on Wednesday who that was. We were hoping maybe Dion or like Todd Helton would have been somebody from the 30th anniversary. We'll probably get a few of those throughout the year, but they're kind of going with the hometown vibe for that.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, we've
three different first pitches.
Three first pitches. So the first one is Rockies season ticket holder John Fitzgerald. He has been a season ticket holder since day one, since 1993. Mm. The next first pitch, Naja Ray West, and she is the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Denver Youth of the Ward. Youth of the Year Award winner.
That's cool.
That's a huge deal for the Boys and Girls Club. That's a huge deal for her. So that's I'm excited to see her. The third first pitch is by a 10-year-old named Sasha.
Third first pitch, folks.
The third first pitch. But she escaped Ukraine a year ago with her family. But in order to save her life, doctors had to amputate her arm before she could be evacuated.
Oh, my gosh.
So she has really been through it in the past year. I'm very excited to see her get to enjoy such a really special moment at Coors Field.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
That's really special. Yeah. So, and again, that's all of that stuff that gets baked into the pregame ceremony. Again, like we said, just being thankful, you know, to be alive and to be healthy and to be playing a kids game, or for all of us to just be there in the sun in, I mean, if you live here, you already know it's one of the greatest states in the country and the greatest country in the world. Right. And more people are still moving here. So like the
that's
word
how you
is,
know it's good.
That's how you know it's good. Exactly.
You know.
There's a line around the block to get into the state. You know what I'm saying? There's a line around the Oklahoma panhandle just to get into Colorado still. And so like, this is a good reminder of that. With this young lady being able to throw out the first pitch. National anthem, did still think there was going to be Todd Helton. I thought he was going to go double duty, like on Saturday Night Live. You throw out the first pitch, you sing the national anthem, which, to my knowledge, has only been done by, I guess, Adam Wainwright, who did it last week, right?
That was, yeah, he, don't quit your day job, dude.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a little bit better than it was.
I was expecting him to be like, oh, okay, he can sing.
Yes.
No, he can't sing. No. But you know what? What an honor.
So literally through the first pitch of the game in that way that you're supposed to throw a first pitch because it counts. We're keeping track of it. There's Baseball Savant, StatCast on it, and sang the national anthem. But no, Todd Helton will not be doing any duty.
The national anthem will be performed by Technical Sergeant Kayla Richardson, accompanied by Stellar Brass.
That's cool.
So, yeah, she's representing the United States Air Force, as we like to do here in Colorado.
I love that. Colorado Springs. Yeah. It's right there. Mm-hmm. Kind of checking off all of those boxes. We talked about it yesterday on the TDSP podcast, of the things that we're most excited for at the ballpark. You know, I gave an answer. Go over and check that out. Susie did too. Honestly, right now, it's just being at the ballpark.
I know.
It's just being there. That's it.
And I was thinking about this. So, you know, I was at the very short LA series, earlier this week.
RIP.
And I ended last season with a very long series in LA.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, in the past 6 months, like the only ballpark I've been to is Dodger Stadium. And that doesn't feel right to me. So I need to be back in the press box at Coors Field. I need to be back with my people. I need to be back at the best ballpark in the world. We need to right this ship.
That's so interesting that you're right. You've had six consecutive games in LA before you've had one Rockies one. I imagine if this was like Back to the Future, all of your purple Rockies gear was like changing shades and it was turning blue. And it was like, I got to get back to the ballpark, Marty.
Boy, I have to fix this.
Yeah, you got to get out to Coors Field for your stuff to go back to purple.
Kale liked that one.
That's the way to go.
We got a laugh out of Kale. That's how you know it's good.
Looking forward to seeing Thomas Harding and his corny jokes that I love.
I love his jokes.
The worse the jokes are, the better they are, in my opinion.
I know.
He's great. And again, just seeing all of our friends. We got to see some of them on Wednesday at the little food tasting event at Coors Field, which we'll talk about in a little bit. It's like, it's back to school. I said to a couple people, like, hey, you know, Happy New Year. Or it's like, hey, how was your summer? But it was really, how was your winter? It's like first day of school.
Yeah, well, everyone's like, oh, how was your off season? What did you do?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
I'm like, we did this.
The same job
we still do this.
12 months a year. The same thing, except...
And people are like, you do? Like, we do.
We've been talking about Harold Castro for 3 hours during 1 week in the end of January. So we're really glad to be back to have real games. And we're real glad to be having watch parties and have people back here at the bar at the corner of Colfax and York, a place where, look, diehards, you get access to the diehards only Discord where there's all kinds of different groups to meet other people in the community. Some who aren't even in Denver. Some aren't even in America. That's kind of the fun part. Mm-hmm. So you get to meet so many different people with tons of different interests too. It's not just the sports teams that we cover here in town, but you get that with your annual membership. You get a free shirt every year. We got a new Rockies one that's just dropped. You can see that over on a lot of our social media, including Twitter. You can buy that at the Ice House later today here on Thursday on the home opener. You get 20% off all the gear that you want to buy for anyone at dnvrlocker.com. 20% off the tailgates and the takeovers, which we got one coming up here on April 29th against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Legitimately excited. It'll be fun to see. Maybe we can even get DraftKings to do this because I know the Broncos have, where you can have specialized bets just for your community. So, like, who gets more hits? Corbin Carroll or Ezekiel Tovar, two front runners for the National League Rookie of the Year. That would be a fun little bet to make, right?
Oh, I like this.
I like that. That could be good. And that's the takeover. And that's all the stuff that you get it when you're a diehard. Not to mention 15% off your food and drink.
What a good deal. Like, what a good deal.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can ball out hard and
that
pick
pays
up the tab
for itself after a while.
Oh, it totally does. And look, if you're looking to save money or maybe you got some medical bills that you shouldn't have because it wasn't your fault, fear not, because we've got a source that can help you out. Two names, couple syllables. It's Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
The folks at Backus and Shanker, as well as a team of, you know, 30 lawyers, 100 staff that they've got. When you get hurt, that's what you got to call. The phone number is easy to remember. It's 222-2222.
All Dazas all day.
That's it. Or because it's the 30th anniversary, if you want to go all Tulos, do that. It is your prerogative to give them a call, and it's also free. That's the best part. They can even be working on your case, and they are not going to see a dime from you until they win your case. And they've done it to the tune of over $1 billion over the years. They are the place to be, whether it's been an accident that wasn't your fault, like a car accident, a rideshare, motorcycle, something like that. It doesn't matter. If you've been injured at work, give the dudes a call over at Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
222-2222. Give them a call. See if you have a case for free, because Backus and Shanker, they win. If you want to win on the golf course, at least as far as your style and how you look, make sure you check out the folks over at Pins and Aces. Pinsandaces.com is the site. DNVR is the code. That's going to get you a whopping 15% off, not to mention free shipping. Mm-hmm. Look, we understand we got to pay shipping once in a while, but not when you use code DNVR. Yep. When you're going over at Pins and Aces, they've got all the colorways for the teams here in Colorado. They got the little rope that goes around. So they got a black cap with a purple Pins and Aces logo with a white string that goes across.
It's a nice hat.
It goes hard, yeah. Mm-hmm. They got a beer sleeve too and a seltzer sleeve. You throw it in your bag. And I think, Kale, maybe you know this, aren't they working on a liquid stick where now you have, now if beer and seltzer isn't enough, you can have like a fake looking...
A liquor stick.
A liquor stick,
A liquor
yeah.
stick. I think it exists.
I think it exists too.
I think there's a box.
There's a box right over there. That's it. And if you want a box to be right here next to you, where you live, go to pinsandaces.com, use promo code DNVR and receive 15% off. And free shipping.
Incredible.
To boot.
Incredible.
Kyle Freeland, tell me, Susie, why will he not throw a no-hitter today?
Because it's the home opener.
Oh, you're doubting him then? I wanted to set you up for failure. No, Kyle Freeland on the hill.
I was like, is there something else I don't know about? Did I miss something in my travels back?
I'm forcing you into a prediction of like, yeah, no, he's going to like give up five runs. What am I saying? No, he's going to do great. He's back at home. He's a hometown boy. Mm-hmm. Thomas Jefferson High School worked out really nice. It's not convenient. I kind of thought Freeland maybe had the edge going into spring training. He kind of didn't really get the work that he needed to with Team USA. That's fine. He's not worried about it. I talked to him about it, and he's like, yeah, that's Marquez can be the first to, with three opening day starts. So Marquez has got that. Great. He goes on opening day, and now the home opener is Kyle Freeland. And it's like that, again, that's another thing that's going to be special about today's game, about being back at Coors Field, is that Kyle Freeland's on the hill. That's exciting.
It's always a good day when Kyle Freeland's on the mound.
Yeah, he looked so good during the World Baseball Classic. Looked just as good, if not better, over six innings. Shut out baseball. Only struck out one, only walked one, but did not give up a run. Shut down the San Diego Padres offense. Mm-hmm. He compared some notes. I don't know if you know about this. Compared some notes with Adam Wainwright.
Oh, I love a collab.
This is an Adam Wainwright show now. If you get two mentions, it is your show. So this is an Adam Wainwright show, apparently. Wow. Brendan Vogt, sorry, you couldn't be here for this one. But Kyle Freeland looked up his numbers, and he knew Adam Wainwright has been very good at Coors. He's 4-0 with a Backus and Shanker-esque 2.22 ERA. That one's a freebie.
That was good.
That one's a free one. But he's been dominant. And so Freeland actually went and was like listening to post-game interviews that Wainwright gave after some of these performances to kind of pick up on some things. And so, you know, he basically learned that Wainwright's mentality is, hey, I'm on the road team. I'm coming into this ballpark. I want to pitch here. And the other guy I'm facing is also pitching here right now too, which is kind of a mentality that Freeland and a lot of the Rockies guys hold. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, the guy in the other dugout is dealing the same thing.
Yeah.
You are battling certain conditions at different times, just being at altitude. And it's like, hey, if you can keep the other team some games to only scoring five runs in your five innings pitched, that could be good enough to get a win. So don't necessarily worry about the run you just gave up. Worry about the next run. Mm-hmm. That's the one that you maybe can control. So he compared notes a little bit with Wainwright. And then Wainwright said about Freeland, quote, that this is funny. Some Rockies fans are not going to laugh at this. Wainwright said, Kyle is an absolute pitch maker. I told him that someday he might make a really good Cardinal. I'm kidding. Susie?
But wait, so Adam Wainwright said this.
Well, he said that he said it. I don't think he actually said it. I think he was going for the joke.
But he said that he said it. Oh, my gosh. Yes. But, like, too soon, man. Yeah, too soon.
Too soon.
That still hurts.
Hey, he'd make a great Cardinal someday. Dude, do not.
Don't
not
even
cool.
go there. Some do things not. We just don't talk about anymore.
Oh,
not
yes.
since the incident.
Not since the cousin.
Not since the cousin.
No, we can't have that. The pitching matchup this week tentatively is going to be Freeland against Gray? Josiah Gray. Sorry. Josiah Gray. Kyle Freeland on Thursday today here. Friday, Jose Urania versus Mackenzie Gore. Another kind of former NL West top prospect. Left-hander there. Austin Gomber versus Trevor Williams. And then on Sunday, are you more excited to see Ryan Feltner or the guy that he is scheduled to pitch against for the Nationals?
It could be a Chad Cool day. Line up to be a Chad Cool day back in Colorado. First road trip for the Nationals since, you know, last time he was here, he was a Rocky.
That's right. It could be a cool Sunday.
It could be a cool Sunday.
But not too cool because we have to root against him now a little bit.
But it's, you know what? Even though, you know, of course, you know, I don't want their team to win, but I do hope, I wish Chad Cool the best. I do hope that he gets back to where he was when he did the complete game shutout.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was absolutely peak. You were there that game?
I had COVID. That was my COVID week. It was 2 weeks, but like, yeah, no, I didn't get to see that.
All right, so you were there for the Wynton Bernard debut. I was not.
Yes.
I was there for the Cool game. Yes. You were not. The one of the best moments, and this will stick with me because it was just cool with a C. You know, we talked to Buddy, and then as we're coming back through to go into the Rockies clubhouse, you know, there's a couple exit doors from the clubhouse in that hallway, and Chad Cool was just on the phone kind of squatting down, talking with his parents about like, oh man, yeah, this was such a great game. And so that was just a cool moment of seeing the person, the human, talking about this thing of shutting down a top team like the Dodgers at Coors Field. Three hits, complete game shutout, has never been done against the Dodgers like that by a Rockies pitcher.
That is also such a sweet anecdote.
Yeah.
That's adorable. I don't remember hearing about that at the time.
Yeah, that was pretty
neat. That's so wholesome.
It is, I think so. I think it was neat. some things that are wholesome around Coors Field is the fact that you should be able to walk into Coors Field and walk out and not have anybody mug you for your cash. This took a dark turn. Coors Field is cashless. This is what I'm trying to say.
They've been cashless though.
They kind of have been, yeah. Yeah. I think I remember in 2021, I literally came with $1.25 in my pocket to get $1 hot dog with the coupon. And they're like, oh, you have to go down.
There's a reverse ATM machine.
And I'm like, you just lost my business, Coors Field. I wanted a Rocky dog. And I didn't, I mean, I ended up getting one upstairs for free. But I wanted to help the Coors Field economy and use the dollar coupon. And I couldn't do it. So yeah, it is now cashless as it has been.
It's been cashless, yeah.
Apple Pay is the way to go for that. Make sure you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Clear bags is a big thing. Make sure you kind of read a little bit about those rules to know what you can and cannot have so you can get through the line that much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
They also have, and we didn't get a chance to see this on Wednesday, they have a Coors Light Chill Zone. This is in section 105.
Okay, so this is like next level stuff.
Go for it.
So you go to the stand, like basically it'll scan your palm.
That's not weird.
You can grab the beers that you want to grab and it can tell what you've grabbed. And you'll have to like register ahead of time so it has your payment info, but it'll automatically charge you. So you just grab your stuff, head back to your seat. So on one hand, like, yeah, hella creepy. But on the other hand, with these fast games, with that lack of downtime, this might help a lot of people who need to get that one more beer before last call.
You hit the nail on the head. You hit the Lenny Dykstra on the head, a.k.a. nails. No, that's right. These games are moving so quick that you if you want to get something to eat or if you got a vendor coming down, that's the other thing. Everyone in your section might be trying to grab the vendor's attention. By the time they get to you or get over to you, they might be out and now you got to wait a little bit longer. So you get the Apple Pay, you go to section 105 for your beers, in and out. That's actually pretty dope. That's actually, it's got the Amazon's just walk out technology.
It's very futuristic.
Yeah.
And it's a little overwhelming, but it's kind of cool. I like the idea of just like not having to like do too much. I don't have to like fish into my pocket, drop stuff. You know, I like to lose stuff.
No.
Me?
Lose things?
No. Couldn't be.
You might get lost just trying to find the Legacy Club because this is like a brand new thing. And I was like, I don't ever remember being up on the like the third floor.
Yeah.
Second floor. Okay, great. That's like the suite level and it's enclosed. I think hopefully everyone's got a chance to at least go to a game there and kind of see what it's like. That's like one of those Tuesday night games or a Wednesday day game getaway against the Pirates. And you're like, I can get a really good cheap seat and experience kind of the 200 level, the club level, which is really nice. The first time that I ever got a chance to do it was a Mets game, but it was because I got cheap seats on game time tickets for the Pirates. It got rained out. Rolled it over for the next week against the Mets. Saw Syndergaard play because my ticket was a Coors Field ticket.
Yeah.
So I just went to the media window, or not the media window, but
the will call ticket window.
Yeah. Boom, and got the upgrade. So that could be your workaround. Look for a game in which the Rockies could get rained out or snowed out, and they're playing a bad team, and then you upgrade it to like the Dodger series or Giants or something like that.
Patrick, you were scamming the system. No, but we did get to check out the Legacy Club.
That was cool.
And yeah, that was good. So apparently this used to be the ownership suite. So I guess Dick Monfort's sitting in the suite and he's just like, wow, look at this view. This is an incredible view. Other people need to experience this view. So it's pretty nice.
What a sweetie. So it's 64 total seats, 48 outside, 16 inside. Food is amazing. You get VIP parking, access to the ballpark through a private suite holder entrance, premium buffet, select beer, full service bar, wine options, Casamiga, margaritas.
Yeah, they were giving us margaritas.
Yeah.
At the Wednesday event.
Last year with the Elvis Shake, we didn't get the alcoholic version, right?
No, we did not.
This time, is this
lemonade? No, they were margs.
Yes. And that is the only time you're allowed to run on the field. So when you did it, Susie, I was like, hold on, there's no game. Go check the tape. I said people paid good money. No one was in the ballpark. So when you got crazy, you, by the way, you've rebounded nicely since all of those margaritas yesterday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, but the food was really good, and a lot of the options they're going to have, you know, throughout the ballpark that were, what were some of the ones that are in the ballpark? Because I know they had some exclusive stuff that were,
yeah, well, I mean, only. we of course got an update on the monster. Well, we got to eat the monster nachos. They're the same. They're still as good as ever.
Always delicious.
So a couple of new things that will be at the Mountain Ranch Club, which everyone has access to.
Oh, nice.
The chicken sandwich. It's a fried chicken sandwich. Topped with veggies. They're like real good veggies, okay? I'm talking Brussels sprouts, kale.
Oh, my God.
Not that kale.
You know, that's so weird. When I was eating the chicken sandwich, at one point I looked down and there was a piece of Brussels sprout. I'm like, who just like picked a Brussels sprout crumb off the floor and threw it on my plate?
No.
I'm standing right here. Oh, it must have fallen off my... I swear to God.
Oh, my gosh.
It's random, but I did see a piece of Brussels sprout. I'm like, yeah, how did this get on my plate?
Brussels sprouts come on that sandwich, but they're in this like spicy mayo, so it's so good. And it's like the breading on that chicken sandwich is just delightful. It's on a brioche bun. I absolutely love that. What else did I love from...
Well, I'm not sure if the Elvis shake is still there, but now they got a new shake, a s'mores shake.
I think the s'mores shake is going to take the place of the Elvis shake. Ooh. But this is chocolate. It's a chocolate ice cream shake topped with a scoop of fluff, like that marshmallow topping, graham crackers, and a little Hershey bar, a little piece of a Hershey bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was so good. I loved that. The one thing that was at the media tasting that I'm like now looking at I have the list of all the things and I regret that I didn't get a chance to try it. There's a berry waffle cone. And I was like, oh, whatever, berries, like, wow. I'm not going to eat fruit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But I didn't realize it's a ricotta cannoli filling.
Whoa.
And I totally missed out on that.
That's got to be actually, 1,300 calories.
Well, also, it was like pretty, it was like a cone. Big. Yeah, no, so yeah. That's why I didn't eat one because I was I can't finish that whole thing.
Yeah.
And now I regret it because I love cannolis.
I'm also full
of regret right now sitting here.
I also don't think I saw anybody walking around with it because it was like so big. It was like, this is a whole meal. It did look good though.
I am filled with regret. So I'm going to have to try to find one of those during the season.
Filled with regret and not the waffle cannoli. Gimmick.
Oh, the other thing that's at the Mountain Ranch Club, you thought it was chicken and waffles. It's actually cauliflower and waffles.
They got me. They're sneaking in Brussels sprouts. They're sneaking in cauliflower.
So basically the Rockies are trying to get us to eat our veggies, whether we like it or not.
It's like a salad comes with everything now all of a sudden.
I'm not against it because the cauliflower actually obviously it does not take the place of chicken, but it was still good.
It was good.
It was very good.
It looks like it. See, that's the thing. That's the option you go if you have kids. You have them order the chicken and waffles. Oh, it's fine. Put a little syrup on it. And then they don't know that they're eating cauliflower. And then... Yes. Then they go to bed, let them sleep for about 2-3 hours, getting that deep REM sleep, wake them up and said, you ate cauliflower, you idiot. Oh, parents want to do that. They don't. And that's why I don't have any kids. But you know what I do have? I still have my Shady Rays sunglasses because I didn't lose mine. Low blow. Sorry.
This is an attack on my brand, on my personality.
It is.
Continue.
But look, fear not. Look, Susie, because here's the deal. You don't have any Shady Rays currently. You did at one point in your life.
I did.
Now you don't. Mm-hmm. And the important thing is now, if you go to the Park Meadows Mall, you buy two or more pair of polarized sunglasses, 50% off. And then after that point, those pairs of sunglasses are going to be protective because they got a nice little lost and found situation going on where they're going to go ahead and replenish your glasses stock if you happen to lose them or break them. Or if in 30 days... you just decided, I'm not really digging these that much. A mushroom cloud has swept in over Denver. And it's, you know, just maybe things have gotten really bad in this country. And now there's not 300 days of sun in Colorado anymore. So I don't need these sunglasses. Fear not.
I was like, where
because
are we
guess
going
what?
With this?
Guess what? They will give you a full refund. So it's not so bad.
They will.
Despite the nuclear holocaust. Yeah.
You
it
know,
won't be so bad because you'll get the refund.
I hope it doesn't come to that.
No.
But yeah, no questions asked. It doesn't have to be that extreme of a situation.
No, but that's good to know is like if it is that extreme, it's still going to work out in your favor.
You're right, Patrick. You are right.
See, you got to look on the bright side by looking on the bleak side. And then you go, oh, okay. That's the border. That's
Buy
the
Shady
edge.
Rays.
Buy Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com. Use code DNVR. And again, buy one, get one on that. It's the shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. A lot of people. Or the approximate number that will be at Coors Field over the next week, 200,000. We might get a little bit more.
Yeah.
We'll get 50 on Thursday, and then not as many after that, but it'll still be around 30,000 for the next 5 days. So, quick math, 5 times 30,000 is 150,000 plus the 50,000 on opening day. That's 200,000.
Yes, there we go.
That's okay. So, everyone who goes to the ballpark, get some sunglasses at Shady Rays and use code DNVR. Also, drink some Mile High City Lager because Breck Brew, they're doing it.
They're doing it.
We love collaborating with Colorado companies, and we love collaborating with really good Colorado companies, and there's nobody better than Breck Brew. Made with 100% renewable energy, all Colorado ingredients. It's amazing. It's the spot to, it's the thing to be drinking right now. It's that or the Avalanche Ale. I think the Mile High City Lager is good for opening day.
Oh, it's golden ale.
Ooh.
It's not a lager. It's a golden ale.
It's a golden ale.
Oh.
Thank you, Kale.
According to Kale, it's a golden ale.
We've had a long week. We apologize.
No, it's okay. It's like a very good beer. I drink it a lot. So.
Yeah.
It's Kale's Golden Ale, Mile High City Lager. Seriously, go to Breck. Chuckles McGillicuddy over there. It's got the it factor that's helped Nikola Jokic win 2 back-to-back MVPs. Actually, just 1 back-to-back MVP. 2 back-to-back MVPs would be 4. Again, this is a mathematical word problem. A pair of back-to-back MVPs.
No.
It's 2 times 2, so it would be 4.
You're back-to-back overcomplicating MVP.
How word problems work in math. I know. I used to complicate them for my students. But they had very good scores.
I'm happy for your students that you work here.
They're actually graduating this year, so that's good. I'm excited.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
Like my freshmen. My freshmen are graduating this year. So that's great. Good to see that. Go to breckbrew.com, Breck Beer Locator. All right. Susie.
Yes.
We made picks several weeks ago.
We did.
For our season preview. And everyone wants to know, hey, Pat, and I'm going to say to you right away, my name is Patrick. But hey, Pat, who did you pick to go to the World Series? Who do you got as Rookie of the Year? Cy Young Award winner, all those things. Someone might come up to you and say, Susie, who'd you pick this year? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it right now.
Let's talk about it. I think we had similar picks in terms of who we're thinking for the World Series.
We did. We both actually have the Cleveland Guardians going to represent the American League.
Is this a Cleveland podcast?
It could be. We enjoy the G's. That's what we call them, the G's.
No, I think their actual nickname is the Guards.
I think the G's is way better.
But I don't think they use that.
We've got the O's for Orioles, the M's for the Mariners.
But the fans use the Guards. I don't think they use the G's.
That's because the Guardians don't have a Guardians podcast that takes place in Denver, Colorado. But now they do. So let's go, G's. We got them going. I got them winning the World Series. You do not.
You know what? I think it's going to be, I could see a Cleveland Philly World Series with Philly finally taking it.
A blue collar World Series.
A real blue collar World Series for sure.
I got the Dodgers against Guardians, but I got the Dodgers actually going to the postseason as a wild card. So in the American League, Toronto, Cleveland, Houston winning the East, Central, and West. Susie, I know you got Yankees, Cleveland, and Houston. We both have the other AL East winner going to the postseason as a wild card. I got Yankees, Rays as the third seed, but as the second seed, I think I'm gonna will it into existence. The Los Angeles Angels. Either the Angels or the Twins.
I was surprised to see you put that just because
we all want it to happen, right?
Why now? You know, of course, like I want this success for Otani. I want it for Mike Trout. But I think it's too late.
If they can stay healthy, I think the rotation's good enough. Patrick Sandoval, you know, looked really solid.
That's true.
For Team Mexico, Reed Detmer's a guy that was, you know, would have been happy with if the Rockies had drafted him 9th overall in 2020. He was kind of that guy before Zach Veen had fallen to them. So they got the pitchers and maybe Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout. You might have heard of them.
Yes.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good at baseball.
Respective positions. And for Ohtani, he does play positions. So I think they are going to get in, and they're kind of going to be the team that upsets Seattle and prevents Seattle from getting in. So Seattle is going to be one of the favorites that are going to be out. And between the Angels and Twins, I got the Angels getting in. Hmm. You got Seattle, Toronto, and Tampa Bay as the wild cards in the American League. Now, in the National League, East, Central, West, I got Atlanta, St. Louis, San Diego. You got Philadelphia, St. Louis, San Diego. So we both, I mean, that's kind of become the popular pick, is the Padres winning the West now, and kind of, which I feel like gives the Dodgers so much fodder, so much to talk about, so much to kind of say, wow, they're really picking against us. Okay. So that kind of scares me that we all are kind of thinking alike that. It's so obvious that this is going to be the year for the Padres to finally do it.
Which means it probably won't.
Yeah, kind of now. Now I'd like a do-over now, if I could, for something like that. I got the Dodgers getting the first wild card. Philly will still make it, fear not. And the Brewers, I think, are going to sneak in. They're going to be that team. So no Mets.
I think the
Mets are going to miss. Someone from the AL East is going from the NL East is going to miss out. I could even see a scenario in which Atlanta maybe misses out.
Actually, yeah, I could see that.
I got Atlanta winning the division, but they're only going to get two teams in from the NL East. And so I think the Mets, sorry, Mets fans, sorry, cousin Jordan, Mets are going to miss out.
Wow.
Brewers will get
in.
You
think the Mets are going to met?
They will.
I don't think they will to the degree that they normally do.
Yeah. You got Atlanta, Mets, Dodgers as the wild card. I mean, those are the six powerhouses. That would be a very fun postseason. I would love for that.
The National League kind of lit this year, you know?
Yeah, it's good. So Cleveland Dodgers, I got Cleveland winning. You got Philly, Cleveland, with Philly winning it all in the World Series. American League MVP, you're going back to the well because you had him last year as the Rookie of the Year.
I did.
Now you got him as your MVP.
I think so. I think he's going to have a really fun year. Julio Rodriguez.
J-Rod.
Julio!
I think the AL MVP will come from the AL West. I got Mike Trout. I think Shohei Ohtani should just win the MVP every year, even if he has like a down year.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you had an offensive season of like the third best outfielder in the American League, and you pitched like the sixth best pitcher in the American League. That's still good enough to be an MVP, but I think Trout's going to get a lot of attention this year.
See, here's the thing. I always think that Shohei should be MVP, and he's just snubbed all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to receive that.
We just can't quantify it. I mean, exactly. we do, and yet we still just go, yeah, but he doesn't need it. It's fine. He's making $73 million, you know, in ad revenue or in advertising, you know what I mean? Marketing over in Japan and whatnot. So,
but he deserves it.
He does deserve
it. He deserves it.
I think Shane Bieber will deserve a Cy Young Award in the American League. And you got Shohei Ohtani. So I
did.
I
think he's going to get something.
He will. He's got to come away with something. AL Rookie of the Year Award, Logan Ohapi. So, again, Angel, right, catcher. Also former Philly. That was the guy that the Phils had to give up in the Brandon Marsh deal. Got to see him play in the Arizona Fall League at the end of 2021. Looked really solid. Had a big year last year in the minors. And I think, again, handling that pitching staff, people will start to take notice about the Angels. And so I'm kind of putting a lot of eggs in that basket. Logan Ohapi as the American League Rookie of the Year Award winner for me.
Yeah, I've got Anthony Volpe, the darling of the Yankees.
That's it.
He's an industry plant, so I think he'll just get that award.
He is. It's true. In the American League for Manager of the Year, Terry Francona. I mean, he's kind of due. Either him or Dusty Baker. One of those guys. If you win the division, you go, yeah, you're probably supposed to. You were the best team. But throw those guys a bone. Like, just because they're kind of doing what's expected, it's still easier said than done. I think so many of us picked Bob Melvin last year as the NL Manager of the Year, and they still got to the postseason, but it wasn't kind of how it was expected. So it was like, he kind of, you know, didn't get the same amount of credit. Legendary managers, Hall of Fame managers like Francona and Dusty Baker, when they do it, at a certain point, you do have to give them, you know, their flowers while they're here.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you do. I think it's going to be, I'm thinking Scott Service.
Yeah. If they win the AOS like you have,
yeah,
he will be. You're right. He will be the Manager of the Year, finally taking down the Houston Astros. I agree. Switching over to the National League, we've matched.
I'm glad we could agree on this. I think NL MVP, Trey Turner.
So the World Baseball Classic obviously had me hyped.
Yeah.
And you go, someone's going to be able to pick up that momentum and carry it over. Shohei Ohtani seemed to be the guy. We had an article, all the All-City Network guys from the Cubs, White Sox, and Diamondbacks, they had Ohtani as the AL MVP saying, yeah, his momentum will continue. I went a different way and said, nah, it'll be Trout. Trey Turner's going to be the one. Turner will be the one that keeps that World Baseball Classic momentum going forward with the Phillies, and he'll get the MVP.
And you know what? The Phillies, I just feel like, even though they've had such a rough start, I think they are going to just help him. Like, that energy will help him carry that momentum.
And the lineup protection that he's going to have, too.
Yeah, like, that exactly.
And it's only going to get better when you get Bryce Harper back.
Yes.
Who, we'll wait and see if he comes back at the end of May, but they didn't put him on the 60-day IL because they were like, hey, this MF can recover really quickly.
Yeah.
So maybe he will be back at the end of May. Let's not totally count that out. I'm counting in on Corbin Burns to burn the Milwaukee Brewers and say, you don't want to pay me. You said some things in arbitration. He's going to go out, win his second Cy Young Award, and start putting together that Hall of Fame type resume. A second Cy Young Award would do a lot for that for Mr. Burns.
You know, I hated the way that all of that went down with his arbitration discussions. I'm so glad that he was so open about it. But also, he must have been so mad. I can't even imagine what they said if he got to the point where he is airing that laundry to the press.
It's true. Yeah. It's an ugly situation. Like, I don't know if players should be in it or not. Again, it depends on the player's makeup. If you're just kind of holding on and it's your first time through arbitration, you probably don't want to hear what teams have to say about you. But if you're a guy that's like, you know, I'm going to be a free agent here and not too long, and, you know, maybe I'm already a player rep and I want to be involved in the union a little bit more, I want to know what they're thinking. I want to know what they're saying in those things. Even if it is about me, I can take that. I've got thick skin. And so Corbin Burns, he's one of those guys.
That skin thickness got tested.
He's such a skin thicker, right? Is that a thing? If you have thick skin, your skin thick. Speaking of thick boys.
My NL Cy Young prediction, I think Spencer Strider.
Ooh.
Yes, the young pitcher in Atlanta.
Yeah, he barely got beaten out for NL Rookie of the Year award last year, so he might be due to follow it up. It'd be a good sophomore campaign for him. Rookie of the Year, I think I've been enjoying the home-cooked meals a little bit too much. Maybe the air from Greeley and Coors Field has wafted my way a little bit too much. I did go with Ezekiel Tovar as my Rookie of the Year. Maybe I want it to happen more than I believe it will happen, but I'm going to go with Tovar as the Rookie of the Year.
I think he'll have such an incredible season. I think he'll have a Rookie of the Year caliber season.
Okay.
I really do think that. But I think that either it will not be enough, or even if it is enough, he's just going to get overlooked.
Yeah.
Because of the Coors Field effect.
Yeah. And you just get forgotten out here.
You just get a little forgotten.
We kind of talked about it that last week, like how, you almost have to be that much better then.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, if his numbers are as good as Corbin Carroll, then the defense, I think, would tip him over and go, actually, you know what? Because of the defense, we'll go ahead and he'll get my first place vote, whatever it may be. But, you know, he was off to a rough start, you know, struggled a little bit there in San Diego and LA through the first week of the season.
But like,
a lot of guys. You're right. A lot of guys, you know, and even after the, you know, a really strong start over the first three games, guys like Chris Bryant, Charlie Blackman, CJ Cron cooled down just a little bit. In general, Elias Montero ran into a couple. So that was positive to see. But Corbin Carroll, on the other hand, steals second, steals third. Mm-hmm. So he's already kind of, if you're doing, you know, power rankings of Rookie of the Year award, you know, candidates, Corbin Carroll's already kind of taking that quick lead. So,
and that's my prediction for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. That is.
He's got buzz.
He does have buzz. Manager of the Year, Bob Melvin for the Padres. If you're winning the NL West, you're taking down Dave Roberts and the Dodgers, I think you deserve that award.
Yeah, definitely. That could be the case. Definitely a strong case from last year. I could see that going down this year. I've got Rob Thompson.
Going back to the well again with
going
the Philly
back
manager?
Going back to the well again, uh-oh. But also last time I picked managers, both got fired very early in the season.
And there's no way Philly could fire a manager midseason twice, especially because this guy just went to the World Series, right?
That's true. I think I'm safe in that at least this manager won't get fired.
Is that how you made the pick? Did you pick him because you actually thought he'd be the manager of the year?
Yeah.
You're just like, I just want to pick a guy that's not going to get fired.
No! I really think he could be manager of the year, but also I do feel safe and secure in that he won't get fired.
Okay. That's how you do it. So that works totally. Look, we got to get over to the stadium. We got to get there.
It's time
for opening day. Our opening day.
Our home opener. Our first game at Coors Field. I'm so excited. Just, it's the best time of year.
Opening day. Hope springs eternal. Say what you will about a 2-4 record for the Colorado Rockies. We have hope that, look, it's going to be a much brighter spring. We had a really dark winter. It was the gloomiest winter in my decade here in Colorado. So gloomy. We get 300 days of sun every year. We're behind schedule a little bit. So it's going to be a lot sunnier. We're going to have a lot more hope. The Breck Brews are going to be flowing down at the stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun. And come hang out with the community. Even if you can't get a ticket or if the Rockies are on the road, come hang out here at the DNVR bar. We're going to have post-game shows every getaway day. So Sunday, guarantee, that's a lock. Mm-hmm. Unless they get a national game on ESPN. But that's not going to happen. So funny. Sunday afternoon. And then like Wednesday, Thursday, usually where they have a getaway day. I think we're even going to do some post-game shows, you know, when they go on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And they have a game at like 4 o'clock. It's like, oh, that game's going to get over fairly early. We'll do some fun post-game stuff. But follow us on Twitter so you can find out what our schedule is each and every week. And you keep tabs not just on MLB and all the fun things going on, but of course, the Colorado Rockies, our hometown team. Do that at DNVR_Rockies. And you can follow me on Twitter at DNVR or at Patrick D. Lyons. No, I don't. I've never tweeted from at DNVR_Rockies. Susie, no.
Patrick,
scrub this, Kale.
You are becoming the brand.
Edit this part out. I've never tweeted from DNVR Rockies account.
Also, Kale definitely called you Rockies today instead of calling you Patrick.
I did.
But to be fair, I wanted a wardrobe change, and he nearly gave me the turtleneck off his neck. He's a sweetie.
Kale is a good dude. Kale, where can we follow you on social media?
At Kale Sorbo on Twitter or at Blue Eyes with a Backpack on Instagram.
Kale with two L's, in case you didn't know. If you didn't know, now you know. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been momentous, but Susie, you know what they say about momentum, about baseball, and about podcasts.
I think I've heard, but I want you to say it.
It's that your momentum is only good as your next show. So we will see you after a home opener win today on Friday at 11 a.m. here on the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube.